The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We're back. Second hour of the National Intel Report on this Tuesday, 21 August 2018. I'm your host, John Stettmiller, and man, what a wake-up call. You know, comparatively speaking, the problems we have in this country, are we that much behind South Africa? Miles in Maine. Hello, Miles.
How you doing, John? Another cutting-edge show.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, and it just shows why we got to support RVN, and if we had a real media, you'd probably be winning every media award in existence.
Well, I don't know if I would have went into the media. If they were doing their job, we wouldn't have to have the independent now, would we?
Well, that's exactly right, but thank God we have people like you that can forge into that and show why we need an independent media.
Miles, I don't think people realize how close it is to the independent media just winking out forever in this country. I think they're taking it for granted with the attitude, well, they can't do that. Really?
Well, if you could support cable TV, you sure as heck can support RBN.
You would get a yes vote on that one from me.
Hey, I was going to ask Karen, though. You know, another one of the characters that we always hear these glowing commentaries about is this Desmond Tutu. I mean, I just heard my preacher this last weekend telling me about some philosophy he had on making things good and everything. I'm listening to this commentary, I'm thinking of how evil and diabolical these issues are in South Africa. And I would like to hear from her the complicity of Desmond Tutu in these issues and her feelings on that.
Well, Miles, I can guarantee you one thing. She gets a program on this network. You're probably going to hear more than you'll ever want to know about it.
Amen.
Well, that's why we're here. Miles, I appreciate your phone call. Thank you very much.
Thank you, John. Keep up the sensational job, because you're one of the forging spears out there that we have on our side.
Well, I appreciate that. More Americans should take that attitude, because we've got monumental problems here that are ready to spill over. And if they do, it's going to be chaotic, and it's going to be the first step of losing this republic. That is my opinion.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly, and we won't have 25 years.
No. This is too big of a booby prize not to knock down. No, they have to. And you're seeing the approach here that they're taking. They're afraid of the speech. They're, in my estimation and throughout my experience in my life, Miles, it's those that hate the truth want to shut the people that are telling the truth up. I mean, it's that plain and simple. So when we have a government like ours that is fully aware of what they're doing, and it first came to their observance by way of Lerner and the IRS and going after conservative groups. You know, I mean, that was just the tip of the iceberg. That was like a little warning shot. And now we're seeing what's happening. And it's absolutely horrendous. And the problem that more people aren't up in arms about this is because they don't know their constitutional rights. They could give a damn because this has not been taught to them. It's not been instilled in them.
There's no commentary. There's no dialogue. It's all dictate.
Well, we are going to have our day in this country where people are going to have to make a decision. It's not going to be a long, drawn-out process. It's going to be plain and very simple and right in their face. And they're going to have to make a choice. Do I stand and fight? Or do I quietly tuck my tail between my legs and disappear into the shadows?
And you remember what Alexander Solzhenitsyn said.
Go ahead.
Well, he said, you know, just one time we even had a fireplace poker to fight back with. And just one time we defeated that evil that came to our front door. How far ahead we would be.
Yeah,
I
didn't know what you were referencing, Miles. You know, I remember his statement that when the KGB showed up at their doorstep at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, they should have been dealt with right in the hallway. And their bodies drug out in the street.
That's right.
Yeah.
And you know, Unintended Consequences, John Ross was a sensational book on the issues going on and how they were dealt with. How they were dealt with in that book. But we're living them out today. It's just not a book anymore. This is living history by the day.
It is. All right, my friend, thank you for your call. I appreciate it.
God bless you, John. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm just doing my job, folks. Help us do our jobs. Financially support this network. I got a note the other day. It says you don't put out your address enough. I don't know if these are people that don't have access to the internet or not, but all our information is on the website, republicbroadcasting.org. But if you are within range of a pen, pencil, and a piece of paper, an envelope, back of a bill, I don't care. Here is our address. And we need your support, folks. We need it now. RBN. Physical address 2251 Double Creek, that's two words, Double Creek Drive, number 302. Next line, Round Rock, again two words, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And folks, while you're preparing to give the donation, ask yourself the question, you've heard the ad a million times. How much has this network raised your conscience or your or let me put it to you this way, I've said this before, that the intent with educating this audience is to get them to the point that one day if you're watching the news on TV you can turn the sound down and you can pretty much figure out what's going on. That kind of knowledge base and that kind of intuitiveness, it doesn't come easy. You got to work on it. But that's what we're here for. It's to educate people, to tell them really what's going on. And it, you know, we're not asking you to pick up a firearm here. We're not recruiting into the militia. Our hope and our prayers are that enough people treat this assault on our country, on our culture. They take this seriously. And they start their own whack-a-mole project. I don't give a damn what's happening in their city council. I don't care if it's happening with some wingnut politician or some wannabe communist dictator. I don't care. The time has come for people to push back on all fronts because this stuff is starting to consume us. You can also make a donation to the network by going to our webpage. republicbroadcasting.org. Donate button at the top on that little thin blue banner line. takes you to PayPal. You do not have to be a member of PayPal to make a donation. Please, folks, consider when you're making that donation of the value of this network and give it a vote by way of your dollar donation. Or dollars, plural. Oh. You know, I was thinking about this today. You know, this is worrisome. The thought never leaves my mind. It's how are we going to survive another week or another month? When I should be doing nothing but concentrating on this network, its content, the talk show host. You get it. You know, this is not blog talk radio here. This is not some guy sitting in his mom's basement with a computer and an internet feed. This is a full-blown, full-service network that reaches out. And this has got to be made available to other people out there when they finally climb out of their Rip Van Winkle. They want to stop the denial in their own thinking. And they decide that it's time to do something. Many hands make for light work. The more hands we have, the problems we need to tackle, the faster they're going to be resolved. And we got a myriad of problems. Well, you know the issue about problem solving? You take a problem and you solve it. And then you move to the next one. And then you move to the next one. We need your support, folks. Support us today. Or just give us a call. 800-724-2719. Extension 3. Hit the number 3 on your phone. Make a donation today. There is probably no other more important thing you have ever supported in your entire life. A lot of people do recognize that, and people do support us as best they can. But folks, if we have the bills paid on this network and we have enough support on a continual basis, on a monthly basis, you won't hear me talking about bills of being owed in the network and, oh gosh, you know, we need this to pay that before it gets shut off. Folks, I don't want to do this anymore. I need you to make the commitment to support this network and have done with it. And when you do it through, you can do a one-time donation through PayPal. Or you can also sign up with a monthly donation on PayPal. And it's very simple. You don't have to remember to pick up the phone or address a stamped envelope to send us a donation. It can be done, and it's over with. And that shows up monthly in your credit card or debit card statement. That RBN, whatever you pledge to the network, that has been deducted. And it's that easy. Please, folks. I swear to God, I was just thinking about this today. You know, it sucks the energy right out of me. It sucks the life out of me. And we got more important things to contend with rather than trying to throw a few buckets of water under the boat to keep it afloat. You may or may not have heard. Oh, before I do this one, oh God. Thank you for posting this up, Mike, for today's show. If you want to know what came out of the loins of Hillary Clinton, and I'd like to see a genetics test done on her because I don't think it's Billy's daughter, but having said that, Franklin Graham rips Chelsea Clinton for saying abortions added trillions to the economy. Mike, I don't have the video. It's not coming up on my page when I pulled it up. If I go to the source, Conservative Tribune, I hope it's there. But fix that. People have to see this, and I want to play this for y'all here. Chelsea Clinton made these comments at the pro-abortion event, Rise Up vs. Roe in New York City, on August 11th, according to the Christian Post.
Whether you kind of fundamentally care about reproductive rights and access, right, because again, these are not the same thing. If you care about social justice or economic justice, agency. You have to care about this, right? It is not a disconnected fact to Jess's t-shirt of 1973 that American women entering the labor force from 1970 to 2009 added $3.5 trillion to our economy, right? Like the net new entrance of women. That is not disconnected from the fact that Roe became the law of the land in January of 1973. So I think whatever it is that people say they care about, I think you can connect to this issue. Of course, I would hope that they would care about our equal rights and dignity to make our own choices. But if that is not sufficiently persuasive, hopefully kind of some of these other arguments that you're hearing expressed so beautifully will be. Yeah. Whether you kind of fundamentally care.
That's enough. She's even taking on the tone of her voice and the cadence. She's taking on her mama. I think this is her. Oh, gosh. We can celebrate the fact that, you know, some space probe landing on Mars found some bacteria. Oh, there's life on Mars. There's heartbeats and babies on this planet. We can't seem to do anything about that. Can't protect them. Since 1973, 60 million aborted babies. You know, death is death. I don't care if you're having boiling oil poured down your throat or you got some doctor, a viable baby that he just kills. And of course, you know, selling off the body parts, there is money to be made in this baby mill butchery. You know, if there was any other, ever any doubt about where the heart of the compassion and left lies, that Chelsea should clear that up for everybody. Wow. I am just stunned. I am just absolutely stunned. There is rumor that Hillary is taking off the gauntlet and, supposedly, she's going to re-enter politics. Really? Here in this country or in a communist country? I don't know if she'd be tolerated in a communist country. This woman has more baggage than a Pullman baggage car. You know, I mean, she just said it. She expresses her preference for women to have abortions because, it, in her opinion, it's financially advantageous for the economy. Wow. Wow, Chelsea. So, if you get pregnant, can I approach you and abort your baby? Can I sell its body parts? You're going to give it up willingly? And I'm going to assume that you would care about your own baby's life, but you really don't give a crap about anybody else's. What else would you expect out of the loins of a Hillary Clinton and growing up as a child in that environment? Wow. Mike, we got any callers online? Okay. I'm assuming the phones still work. Also, yesterday I wanted to do this, but I didn't have time. And this is on Joseph Astorita. Now, if that name doesn't ring a bell, that's because the news media aren't talking about it. No paper is doing anything in print about it. It's the FBI working for the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Oh, and it happens to involve a dead patriot. I think his name was Lavoy Finicum.
They came and took it all away.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Well, W. Joseph Astrida is a treasonous FBI agent working for the Federal Bureau of Investigation. He was indicted on 5 felony charges after the Inspector General of the U.S. Justice Department last year began investigating possible FBI criminal misconduct and whether there was a cover-up. Astrida said nothing during a brief court hearing, and it was released on his own recognizance, of course declining to comment as he left. The actions of the FBI HRT, and when they came out with this little thing, I said to people, watch this one. The HRT, that's the hostage rescue team, has very little to do with rescuing any hostages, and this has to do with very precise military-style tactics to kill people. In this case, damage the integrity of the entire law enforcement profession. Well, which makes me both disappointed and angry, said Deschutes County Sheriff Shane Nelson, whose department investigated Finicum's shooting. Oregon U.S. Attorney Billy Williams would neither confirm nor deny that up to 4 additional members of the FBI team are under investigation for making false statements. Asked why Astrida may have lied, Williams said, I suspect that question will be answered in court. The FBI spokesman in Portland, Jennifer Adams, referred questions to headquarters in Washington, D.C. And guess what? When you call them, you don't get to talk to anybody and they don't return your calls. A grand jury indicted Astorita on making false statements to his FBI supervisors just after the shooting and obstruction of justice for misleading the Oregon State Police. 1 week jury trial is set for August 29th. The obstruction charges carries a maximum penalty of 20 years in prison, while making false statements could bring 5 years. Finnicum's widow, Jeanette Finnicum, has said she plans to sue state police and the FBI, alleging the use of excessive force in her husband's death. Dozens of people, including Ammon Bundy, occupied the remote Malheur National Wildlife Refuge from January 2nd to February 11th of 2016. They were allowed to come and go for several weeks as authorities acted like they were trying to avoid bloodshed, as seen in past standoffs, Waco, Texas, Ruby Ridge, you know. But authorities moved in January 26th of that year, 2016, when key standoff leaders left for a prearranged community meeting with government elected officials. The FBI was informed of this beforehand and knew none of the standoff leaders and their passengers were armed before pulling over their two vehicles. Finnicum was driving one vehicle. Video taken by the passenger showed the occupants panicking after authorities stopped the truck. Well, they didn't really panic. I've seen the video 100 times. Didn't look like panic to me. Just keep your head down and hope you don't get one through the head. Authorities say FBI agent Aristida had fired two errant shots as Finnicum left the truck. These errant? Not errant. These aren't errant shots. These are shots that are meant to kill. Remember the old statement, if you don't plan on shooting anybody, don't show anybody a gun. So how do you fire off a couple errant shots? I don't like the way this is already forming. What, are they going to call this an accident? Authorities are saying this, the FBI, that Estrada fired two errant shots as Finnicum left his truck. And as Mr. Finnicum stood in the snow, two Oregon State troopers fired the three rounds that hit him. Now, it should be further noted that no hostage situation was ever involved, but the FBI sent in the HURT team with this blood trusty traitor acting in his official capacity as a sniper. By the authorities' own words, FBI agent Astorita fired two errant shots as Finnicum left the truck. By definition, these shots were lawless and criminal. And still, this man has never been charged with anything near the crime of attempted murder. There's a little bit of more additional information that was gleaned from July of 2017. The FBI agent indicted for allegedly lying about the pivotal moment during the 2016 Malheur National Wildlife Refuge occupation has hired a high-profile Washington, D.C.-based attorney to defend him. Indicted FBI hostage rescue team member, Mr. Astorita, has retained Robert Carey. Carey will serve as co-counsel in the case with Portland-based attorneys David Angeli and Tyler Francis. Federal prosecutors have accused Astorita of lying to investigators about firing his gun during the traffic stop that left Malheur occupation leader Robert Lavoie Finnicum dead. We'll take the break. We'll be back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigraLeaf. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigraLeaf migraine formula. MigraLeaf is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigraLeaf for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354, or visit MIG911.com.
Now, this was a little bit disturbing here because the story itself is confusing. As I read this once and then reread it, what I'm seeing here is Donald Trump is frustrated with Afghanistan. We've been in there for 16 years. I think we still have 16,000 troops in there. And for what reason? And I'm seeing this as kind of what I would call a plant story with enough truth embedded in the story to make it believable. But there's a conflicted agenda going on here. Now, the story, the byline, Trump considering plan to privatize Afghanistan war. U.S. President Donald Trump is reportedly showing renewed interest in a proposal by Blackwater founder Eric Prince to privatize the U.S. war in Afghanistan amid Trump's growing frustration about the U.S. military strategy in the war-torn country. The idea envisions replacing troops with so-called private military contractors, or mercs, who would work for special U.S. envoy for the war, who would report directly to the president, and this is according to NBC News. Now, Prince's idea, which first surfaced last year during Trump's Afghanistan strategy review, has raised ethical and security concerns among U.S. military officials, key lawmakers in Congress and members of Trump's national security team. Trump's advisors are worried his impatience with the Afghanistan conflict will cause him to seriously consider proposals like princes or abruptly order a complete U.S. withdrawal. Officials said. What officials? Who the hell knows? But here's the deal. Or he's thinking about throwing mercs in there, or abruptly order a complete U.S. withdrawal. It doesn't sound like Donald Trump to me. Does that sound like Donald Trump to you? In August of 2017, Trump went against his election campaign promise to pull American troops out of Afghanistan, announcing in a surprise move that Washington would drop a withdrawal timeline and commit even more troops to the country. Most Americans have forgotten about the U.S. war in Afghanistan, the longest war in U.S. history, or have no knowledge of the extent that the Pentagon still operates in the war-torn country. And this is according to Miles Honig, who ran for Congress in 2016 as a Green Party candidate. Yeah, okay. The idea that President Trump wants to privatize the war in Afghanistan is not entirely new. He wants a mercenary army answerable to a victory who would report directly to the emperor, the president, Honig said Monday in an interview with Press TV. We saw something like this in Iraq, with Paul Bremer serving as the leading viceroy answerable to President George W. Bush. Many of the soldiers were mercenaries under the leadership of Eric Prince, the brother of Education Secretary Betsy DeVos. President Trump likes family affairs. He is a government that runs on nepotism and gangsterism. Yeah, you see, told you. Warned you. DeVos's brother now having such strong influence is par for the course. According to Honig, having a mercenary army running operations in Afghanistan with a viceroy answerable directly to Trump also plays into Trump's extreme narcissism and desires for a lifetime presidency or emperor. Really, Mr. Honig? Really? Is that a fact? Finishes off, the United States has about 16,000 troops based in Afghanistan, has also lost over 2,370 military servicemen in the course of the so-called War on Terror, according to the latest figures. Really? In 16 years of war, 2,300 plus, that's it? I find that hard to believe. And what's really adding insult to this whole damn thing is there's been no official, congressionally approved war on anything in the Middle East. See what a rosy thing that the Twin Towers and Building Number 7, and oh my God, look at this, folks, terrorism. Look how bold, look at the damage, look at the loss of life. Then we move to Congress doesn't have to declare war on anybody. We'll just classify this. This is the ongoing, ever, never-ending fight on the war on terrorism. Are you as sick and tired of this as I am? Now, just for a moment, put yourself in some Middle Eastern person sandals or shoes. Hey, folks, have you lived in a war zone for 16 years? You know, even the civil war in this country, and that was the war of the North, the aggressors to the South. Yeah, there was a little bit of city burning going on. Some homes and mansions got burned down, that's for sure. But the cities weren't targeted. That was a nice little invention that the Second World War brought us. Hey, we got bombs? Let's bomb the crap out of them. We kill enough civilians, the thinking is, to kill enough civilians, the government will give up. just, who is it, Mike? Well, this ought to be interesting. Ken in Fort Worth.
John.
Ken.
Yeah, they, now they got 45,000 indictments.
Ken, up, Ken, where are you getting this?
Google. QAnon's put it up there on Breitbart yesterday.
Yeah. And I do not know who QAnon is.
I don't either.
Supposedly it's a conglomeration of whistleblowers.
Don't know.
So how do you know that there's 45,000 indictments if you don't know who QAnon is?
Well, Google it and see what you find.
Well, okay. Well, again, Ken, you know, you're telling me to Google something you've already told me. So okay. My question, and I've been looking at this QAnon thing for a long time, how do I know that this isn't a government plant disinforming? Or putting enough truth between two slices of bread to go along with the crap inside to give it some sort of legitimacy. If there's 45,000 indictments, against whom? When Rosenstein...
They're secret.
Okay, they're secret.
Yeah.
So I guess the court proceedings and the trials are going to be secret, too. I don't know. I don't trust this, Ken. Ken, I don't trust
it. I know. I go with whatever I can find, you know.
Okay. All right. 45,000 indictments.
Okay. Now,
45,000 indictments. And we can't seem to indict people within the government right now for wrongdoing. Who's the 45,000 people? People with unpaid parking tickets? We've got serious collusion, corruption, treason going on in Washington, D.C. If there's 45,000 indictments, why the hell aren't they being served? Where's the news cameras covering the people being cuffed and taken to arraignment? You know, I don't want to say this because I don't know one way or the other, but this smells to high heavens to me, doesn't it to you listeners? I've watched the Attorney General, where he should not have recused himself on this trumped up, no pun intended. I was listening to Mike Rivera's show today. This entire thing, it's been traced back to Seth Rich. Some government officials showed up at the hospital at the same time Seth Rich was being wheeled in, apparently still alive. Still with the bullets in his back. And the best can be determined here that he was the whistleblower from the DNC that made this public. Wasn't any collusion, anything. He was disgusted with the Democrat Party and what they were doing. So he figured the best way to get the ball rolling here and exposing this, got him a couple of bullets in the back. Oh, God, and we've got to cover this. More stank coming out of California. There's concerns being raised about California's sexual orientation bill. Yeah. Members of the California Assembly could vote at any time on a closely watched controversial bill known as AB 2943. That bill declares that advertising, offering to engage in, or engaging in sexual orientation change efforts with an individual as illegal under the state's consumer fraud law. Huh? Sexual orientation change efforts are defined as any practice that seeks to change an individual's sexual orientation, and this includes efforts to change behaviors or gender expressions, or to eliminate or reduce sexual or romantic attractions or feelings toward individuals of the same sex. American Center for Law and Justice, the ACLJ senior counsel, David French explained the law's ramifications concerning goods and services earlier this spring after the California Assembly passed the controversial bill. The law would loom over booksellers and churches, establishing a chilling effect and providing a pretext for even more secular booksellers to refrain from stocking certain Christian titles, no matter how well-reasoned, well-researched, or well-argued. Now, French asserted this in April in his commentary on the National Review. Now, there's another renowned conservative junk pile. It's time for the California legislature to come to its senses and remember that the Bill of Rights, the California Assembly, has passed a bill. Now it's in the California Senate's hands. Perhaps more reasonable minds will prevail. If we're talking California, don't bet on it, bud. Well, California senators actually ended up approving the bill on Thursday by a vote of 25 to 11. Well, there goes that theory. Shining more light on the new law, Greg Burt of the California Family Council maintains that AB 2943 outlaws helping anyone with unwanted same-sex desires or gender confusion. Where the hell is this all coming from? It's coming from the very people that have been pushing it. And Steve Elkins sent me an email. Somebody had emailed him. Eleanor. Won't give your last name. But I noticed you stopped sending me emails a long time ago. And you were in there arguing that he was somehow bashing the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, give it a name. And you know what? The hell with it. Let me go to the email. Because this is fascinating. This is what people are willing to accept. Take me a moment to bring this up. Forgive me. Give me one moment here. No, that's not the one I'm going to read on air. Sorry, folks. A little inside joke that's way too inside. Oh, my goodness. And, of course, my email wants to jump me back to 5/15 of last year. Thank you very much. Don't say it. Don't say it, Mike. I'm sorry? That's not Internet Explorer? Ah, okay. He did send me an email here. Hold on. Sorry. One thing that I was not aware of, and I'll mention it. She's not on the show, Steve, but they killed her father in South Africa and raped her sister. Wow. So I guess you could say this woman has some skin in the game. Oh, I'm sorry. I just glanced up there. I thought it was Ken in Fort Worth. Ken in New York. Go ahead, Ken.
It's the other Ken.
Gotcha. I just made that. Yeah. Okay.
Karen's a real treasure. I had heard her on Steve Elkins a while back. He did a whole show with her. And I had called in to ask her to contrast what she was doing with the Swedlanders and the Mr. Roche that Jamie had on his show. And they are somewhat at odds. The other thing I wanted to talk about was somebody may have noticed the plight in South Africa. I read a story in Russian Insider a couple weeks ago. Unfortunately, I'm not sitting next to my computer, where Vladimir Putin offered land to South African farmers that want to move to Russia. Now, if that's true, he's one smart cookie, because these guys are probably the best dirt farmers in the world.
Well, it would seem that way. I am, man, this lady's got to have a show. People need to hear this. Because
yeah, she's something else. That's all I wanted to say tonight.
All right. Thank you, Ken. I appreciate it. Well, I'll cover this after this break. Objection to the constantly heard term of the LGBT agenda. This person doesn't think there's an agenda here. What are you, stupid? Are you just that far gone as a Canadian? We'll be back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
All right, here's the email. Objection to the constantly heard term of the LGBT agenda. Commentators who parrot that term are doing grievous damage to the members of the respective LGBT communities who do not subscribe and in some cases oppose the widely trumpeted agenda. Wait a minute, I thought there was no agenda, but why are they opposing the widely trumpeted agenda? There is no LGBT agenda. Any more than there is a white race agenda or a black race agenda. Like most people, I have known a fair number of LGBT and T people over my lifetime. I had a job where all the company's managers were gays, and as a result, I got to hear lots of their concerns discussed. The gay managers were very upset that they were often regarded as promoting child molestation or forcing gay issues into school curricula or elsewhere. That is a fact. If they're upset about this, well, hooray for them. A trans person, she goes on to say, I know is very upset about the grotesque public behavior exhibited during these so-called pride parades. And again, no agenda here, folks. Nothing to see. Let's just move on. About forcing transgender issues into schools and the military and allowing pre-surgical and non-medically screened trans people into bathrooms because that didn't match their quote-unquote junk. This trans woman would never consider trying to compete in athletic events, which are nominally for originally born females. Nominally, that's the word she used. All the LGBT people I've known want to quietly live out peaceful lives, avoid controversy, hassle no one, and on average should be called conservatives. Oh, I see. I see. A noisy element of the LGBT people does not represent all. So I'd like to urge an end to this bogus use of the LGBT agenda. That phrase is going to persuade the public to assume the worst about every LGBT person they come across. And this will result in some danger to the entirely innocent LGBT. Maybe say the agenda of some LGBT persons instead. That word some would go a long way to fixing the problem. Keep that in mind, show host. Well, I'm going to read you Steve Elkins' response to this, if my email will cooperate here. Waiting. Okay, here we go. And of course, it jumps me back to where I do not want to be. And here we go. His response to this was, I respectfully disagree. Yes, there are many fine people who live in the alternative lifestyle. I have no issue with their choice. Actually, not sure why we even have to discuss someone's sexual orientation. What they do in their bedrooms is their business. I don't really care. What I do care about is educating children about sexual orientation at such a young age. They will learn about homosexuality as they grow up. No need to bring it to their attention. This teaching should come from the parents when they are of a suitable age. These are children. Teach them the ABCs and the 1-2-3s. I am the parent, and my rights need to be respected. There is a big move to remove my parental rights. For some reason, the state believes they know what's best for my child. The chipping away at my rights to parent my own child. If I speak up and say no to their teaching, then they label me homophobic. So far from the truth. I know many good people who are homosexual. They don't push their orientation on me for acceptance. I accept them for the people they are. I'm also a jazz radio show host. My boss is homosexual. He's a good guy and treats me with respect. In return, I treat him with respect. That's the way it should be. As for the Pride Parade, they really do far more damage than good. A man holding a leash on another man is humiliating and degrading. Dressing like a clown in drag does not gain my respect. Equal rights for everyone, but let's keep the personal to ourselves and stop insisting that I must accept their lifestyle as normal. I am not referring to any religion when I say this, more of a spiritualist myself. Be a good person, help others, live by the golden rule. Have a great day. Thank you, Steve. And that'll conclude the program today. Back with you tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report. Please, folks, financially support the network. It needs you now.
My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.